A good night of Shabbos. We'll talk today a little bit on the unbelievable Musa Haskell that comes out of the parasha, how to be Mekabel Nisyonos. We know that that's the Chaya Yehudi, that's the life of a Yid, is Nisyonos. Everybody has Nisyonos. Betzim, it's a chelik of the godless Adam is Nisyonos. A person lives without Nisyonos. Right? You can't steigois without nisyonis. Nisyonis is a dover choshev moed. We mispalt rabbanishon. There shouldn't be nisyonis that having it bittul teira, nisyonis that having it chas v'sholem, tzora v'yoven. But challenges. That's a chelik. That's a chelik of gidul adam. That's what life is about. Lamaisa. Chazal start this week's parasha with a zog. It's hard to understand what is the uptight of this zog. But Chazal say like this. Vayu chayisora me'ashona v'esim shona v'sheva ashonim shnei chayisora. So Dr. Rashi, what's the ibrig chazal? Why does the Torah say again and again, over and over, repeat shona, shona, shona? Kolechod nidrash la'atzmoyin. All the milas. So Rashi, and why does it say at the end, after it says Shnei Shnei, Noch Amos State, Shnei Chaye Sora? It says Rashi, Kulam Shovim L'Tayv. They're all equally good. Kulam Shovim L'Tayv. So Mor and Rav Shach Zatzal, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, they both ask, and many others are Oymed, how could you say kulam shavim l'tayva? How do those words come out? Kulam shavim l'tayva. Sari Menu, the last 37 years of her life, she was an Ein B'Yisrael. She was whatever you want to call it, the Bikish Yaakov Leishiv B'Shalva, the last 37 years. But till the last 37 years, she was a childless person. She was Nebuch kidnapped by Paroi, by Avimelech, Rov, Nebuch, or Kazdim. Nebuch was mit Adurch gegangen in Leben. Kulam Shavim L'Tov, it's all equally good. So rather the last year, Mamish, the last year I gave in Eretz Yisrael, Mamish, before I came back, I told him over Yesoid that L'Tov doesn't necessarily mean that, number one, doesn't mean it's geschmack. L'toyva meint nicht geschmack. And also, l'toyva doesn't necessarily mean that you're most productive. That was the whole shmooze I gave yesterday. Meaning, your job is to do the best you can do right now. In this matzav, you're in. If you live up to best you could be in this matzav right now. So, l'moshe, I was speaking in the yeshiva, the Antares Chaim, I told the Bochum, I said, for shteitzach, Rish Chodesh Adar is not going to be like Rish Chodesh El. Sanders, you don't have the same kreches, you don't have the same, you're much more gestert. It's different. I imagine an Ibriya Rish Chodesh Adar Sheni. So to tell somebody that they're going to learn Rish Chodesh Adar Sheni, the same, his amtsas with the same strength, like they did, like they started Rish Chodesh El, not going to happen. But if a person uses up all of that koiches of that zman, the misnatzel, what they could do at that moment, das is l'tayv. Das heist oiskishting. That's called yishtag dois. That was the whole theme of what I was telling the Bachram. That in the kulam shavim, I was talking from a ruchniyah standpoint. But I want to tell you in Gansan Hagam that that's a very true concept. It's a very true concept. And you see this by many of the Gedolei Yisrael. They said they shteigdois the most in certain difficult kufas. And it doesn't necessarily mean that in that difficult kufa, they were able to come up with the best svara. Lav dafka. But to make the most, to be misamitz, to make the most of that time, and that's l'toyva. So when Sari Meina was in Beis Pari and she was misnatzel, she did the most she could be then, doesn't give in her avoida. That was her avoida at that moment. She did her avoida. But I want to tell you a different yesite. Another yesite. more connects to Latoiva. Let's make Latoiva. What does it mean, Latoiva? So I want to be more a couple in the Kudus. Some of them, maybe you yourselves were bavarned, you yourself noticed. In Parshas Lech Lecha, Sari Main was Takanaka benched with kids. She acknowledges that Lechaira Zihotnishkin Kinder, she doesn't have children. So we have two Imois that we find spoke to their husbands about the problem about infertility. Sara and Rachel. But it's a ganz in a different sprach. It's a total different language. If you look by Parshas Lech Lecha, so Sara Imenu comes to Avraham Avinu, and she tells him like this, Hinei no asarani Hashem ilodes. That's my law. I don't have a child. So take my shivchu la'ibonim imena. It's a shayla halonu libonim. Maybe that's chus. Maybe ulaibonim imena. Very, we'll call it casual. Casual. Rachel imenu. Havu libonim v'mayin meisa anoichi. Hear what Rachel imenu says. Havu libonim. That's Rachel Imenu's lash. Mamishib. It's a brent in the whole. What's pshat? What's pshat in Soros Hanhoga? And what's pshat in Rachel's Hanhoga? I'll tell you more than that. I'll tell you Mechudish Dikavot. This is from a Chassidish Rav, Reb Sholem Mikaminka. It was a famous Maisa. Reb Sholem Mikaminka, when a Choshev Yid, a Choshev Rav, a Chassidish Rav, a Chosh, very Choshev a person. So he brings down that somebody once came to him and told him he has very bad shalom bayis. And this guy was a very rich guy. He's shrekel shalom bayis. He was a very stingy. And him and his wife, or mamish, spent their life bickering, shrekel shalom bayis. And they were no kids. But she refused to take a get. He was stuck with this lady. And he wasn't such a tzaddik himself. That's why Bezin didn't make a psak koifenoy silagamish. She has to be makabal again. They didn't. Stop. So he came to the Rebbe for a brocha. The Rebbe Sholem, I want you to give me a brocha that my wife should. Vayu chaye yisola. The Chavil, the Rebbe, still get my brocha. So Rebbe Sholem says, I told him, miyomai. I never gave a bracha to one yid on the expense of another yid. May Olam refuse to do such a thing. But he says, but if you want an eitzah, I can give you an eitzah. Shteit in the Gemara ba'avoy nedorim ishtei shalot ha'meisa. If a person makes a neder and then he doesn't keep his neder, his wife dies. So he said, listen, the shtot right next to us, Kloiser, I'm trying, they should build a mikveh, because Nebuch, if there's no mikveh in town, people could be nichshel and need these things. They have no money, it's a very poor city. They have no mikveh. Nebuch, any woman needs a mikveh, she has to go to another city. So in Kloiser, there's no mikveh. It's very expensive. Make a neder that you're going to pay for the whole mikveh. And then don't keep it. So I'm not telling you to do it. You see, asking me, eight toiv. Zok there, the kibel as dvori. He made a neder. He's going to give the money to the mikveh. He says he came back to him 2 months later with tainus. He said, I made a neder, and lemaisa, my wife looks more gesund. Nishno, she's not peiches v'hoilich. He thought he make a neder, he won't pay it, and she's going to pay him. She's mamish doing gewaldik. He says, you don't understand. Chazal tells us it's an oynish. Bavoy nedorim, ishtei shalodah meisa. This is not your wife. Ishtei shalodah means, if you live like the Gemara Yevamos, oyava kagufa, mechabda kagufa, you treat her in a way, she's your wife. Demel says the oynish miskayim zayim. Now it's not oynish. He says, "Va'oida pam ki bilas devori." He's makabel my words. He says, V'hischil ishtasheya, he bought her things, and he this. And she saw how good he's treating her, so she started being mechabed him. V'nechle saw zokteh, and she got sick. He came running to me for a broche. Rebbe, I don't want shisha dice to pay for the mikveh. He says he paid for the whole mikveh, and they had children. Thus, the seif was a Rebbe Shemais. But there's one vart he says in the middle that I had a lot of anor from. He says that the word pokad also means when you lose something. The marshal by Mechemes Midian, it says, v'leinifkad mimenu ish. Nobody died. Right? Nobody died. V'leinifkad mimenu ish. So he says an interesting vart. He says, v'ashem pokad esora kasher oma. So there's episode of Medrash. The Medrash says that Sora hischilo lehispalel. And Vashem pokad esora. Zok there, weiss the chois von Chazal, that Sora didn't start davening till the end. Vashem pokad esora. Hashem made Sora feel that she was pokad, she was chasar. Hotzigi davened. Hotzigi hatkinda. They still needed that shlav that it should be pokad esora. She had to feel the pokad in order for it to be vayas Hashem usara kasher oma. There had to be a pokad. There had to be a feeling. That's the part of what it is. So I was thinking what he's saying here, l'chayre, is very merumas in Chazal, in the psukim. That there's a big chiluk between Rachel and Sarah. Rachel, for some reason, felt, hovel ibonim emayim meis onoichi. Rachel imenu felt, I must have kids. I have to have kids. Not my life is over. Sorry, Menu. He knew that Sarani Hashem he led us. Poino al shivchosi. Ulai bonim even. Shoy. Mizet nisht se brent nisht. Se brent nisht. And Avram also does a young genomen. Because you see, Pashas Lechelcha, Hashem tells him you have kids. He says, Yishmoel. So the Ebishter had to tell him, no, it's Misora. You see, by Avram also it wasn't a dover parshat. That Sarah has to be Miladis. And by Sarah also it wasn't parshat. By Sarah it wasn't parshat. Rachel Nishkeven Hazeh. Rachel Gibrent the Beinah. Hoveli Bonim Vimayin Mesa Noichi. So what's Pshat in them? So I want to tell you like this. And this is going to explain to you also the Kulam Shavim L'Toyva. And several other Schwerigkeiten. In unsere Parsha, Avraham Avinu sends a Shlichus Eliezer to find the Isha for Yitzchak. Before he sends a Shlich, says Avraham Zokim Bo Bayomim Vashem Berechs Avraham Bakoel. That's the Hakdome to the Shlichus of Avram sending Eliezer to find a wife. Does it bother the Olam that Avram didn't look for a wife for Yitzchak till he was 40? Last year, Yisha, till 40? Haytoch. Chazal say, if the Akedah, Hin, and Ahel. If you look in Rashi says, Vosa de Bakoil, Bakoil Oile Bigamatria Bain. Remember, it's from Bava Basra. Hoyoloi ben, hoyoloi bas, hoyoloi bas. Bakoil is bigmatria ben. And Mela has a chobazun, I have to marry him off. Hoyotzorach lasi yoisha. Tatatchume. So the Torah's miram is to us that Avram had a ben and Mela had to marry her. He had a ben 40 years ago. And he had a chiv l'chaira. When Yitzchok was 13, Lasi Yoisha, the time of Chazal, the Maral says it's 18. He had a chiv miyat. Lasi Yoisha. Fine, it's koydim matan Torah. Always kimu kol Torah kul koydim shenitna. Punks lochaps Avram wakes up. The Torah's miram is to us that he had a ben. Bakoil's big matri a ben. And then Mele, I have to marry him off. It's a mam shepela. Marafi sigur. Hoyle Bas is also a pelv. If you learn Hoyle Bas, what's that? Why is that a Hagdoma here? So some of the Achronim say a Chiddush Gadol. There's a Shlom on the Milchas Chinuch that says like this also, that L'chayra, a person has a chiyuv, his own period of Erivya, before his son's period of Erivya. Memeila Avram, first it was Hashem Berech Avram Bakol, Hoyeloi Bas! Yetzvayoyim Avram Elzkan Beisin. Now that he had a daughter, he was a Makayim period of Erivya. Because he had a Ben Ubas. Till now he wasn't Makayim period of Erivya, only according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Ol Shtei Bonim. If the Olam remembers, there's a Ritvin Yevomis, Pink Tagoyen Echo, that holds that Beis Hill Lamaskim to Beis Shammai. The old Afilu Ben Ubas. Fine, but the Lalocha, we don't Baskin like that. That's also Mam Shapeldik. Avram Avinu was waiting, what? For he should have a bath before. So one thing is a steer to the other. If there's one Isha left in the world, and you tell me, who Lisa, B'nai Lisa, Kestim Izogin, Avram Arachiv, Al Tzmitzvah, Mitzvah Se Kodemus, Mitzvah B'nai. What's this Hagdoma to the parasha of the Akedah? What's the Shaychas? The Pchatzkel Sarna, Zeche Tzadik Levrocha, is Oymen on Akasha in the beginning of the parasha, when Avram Avinu buys the Morris Machpelah, so he uses a double Lashon. He uses a Lashon Matana, and then he uses a Lashon Kinyan. If you look at the Pasuk says, V'yidabri itam leimor, m'yeshes nafshachem ligboros meisi mulfonai, shimauni ufigu li be'efren ben soichar. V'yitain li es moros ha-machpelah. He should give me the moros ha-machpelah. V'yitain li, that's a Lashon Matana. Afterwards it says, b'kesef sodeh, b'kesef mole yitnedoli. Now he wants to buy it all of a sudden. First it says, v'yitain li, yinochtam zachtam. So B'chatzkel Sarna has two pshatim. One pshat he brings down b'shem Morenu, I don't know who he means, that said that Avram Avinu kiyam kol ha-Torah kul kodem shenitna. So l'may simar samach pelo was next to other fields. He's not different from Ba'metzah. So Avram Avinu didn't want to buy a bordering property shaloi kedin choshem mishpat. In choshem mishpat aloch is if I go to buy a field and the field is next to another Jew's field, I'm not allowed to buy it. Even by a bias, it's a machlekes. Choshem mishpat is a whole machlekes. Today people are machmi even by batim. Many Rishonim, it's only a din by sodeh. It's only a din by a field. It's not a din by a bias. But in Shulchan Aruch, it brought down both days. So Avram Avinu, he didn't want to buy the Stei Efron that's bordering another field, Al Bar Metzvah. So what did he do? Shteit Nalocha, b'matona ein bo mishum Bar Metzvah. B'matona, there's no din of Bar Metzvah. In fact, if the Olam remembers, we had a sugi like this. If you have two shtaras, one matona, one mecher, you wrote the shtar matona kedei liyapos es koichai, that there should be a din of bar mitzvah. So Avram Avinu went to Bnei Ches to get Ephron to first be maskim to give him the field. The matona. When Yemos nachtem, once he's giving it to me b'taras matona, chushen song for them eichet. But if he's willing to give it to me, b'taras matana, is mufka the din from bar mitzvah. Versteht sich das nicht pashut, pshutei shel mikra. The question is, v'shteita. Also, what's kesef mole? Afterwards, we know it says it was evel asecher, that was what Ephron wanted. But here, Avram and Ephron didn't speak yet. Avram tells b'nei cheis, b'kesef mole yitnenu. What's the pshat in them? So I want to tell you with the hair, like I said, medemet min fashtein besev, what does it mean that you could have a nisoyin, you could have a difficult, something which l'chayra seems very difficult, and it could be shovel l'toyva, like Rashi says at the beginning. Kulam shovim l'toyva. How could that, what's the uptight in that? What is the uptight in that? I'll tell you one other kasha. This kasha I asked the Olam, Takin Eretz Yisrael. I told him a different mahalach. But based on what I'm going to tell you now, it's going to be answered also. When Avram Avinu sends Eliezer to get a shidduch for Yitzchak, right? So Eliezer right away is Ma'ira, Eli. It's doch nicht Geschmack, right? You can imagine for Avram Avinu, it's not Geschmack, Nemon Beisoy, his Eved Nemon, Talmud Muvik, Deilu Mashke Mitaras Rabbi, tells him, Why don't you do a shidduch with me? I wouldn't want to be in Avraham's shoes. I was telling the Olam, I have a hard time. Baruch Hashem, my youngest is married already. But as each one of my children used to get in the parasha shidduchim, usually I had a couple of Baal Batim and Shul who had a daughter also, and they'd be miramis to me. When is your son starting? When's he starting shidduchim? I knew what he meant, and he knew what he meant, and I knew, we all knew. You know what I mean? What am I supposed to tell him? My son's going to start shidduchim as soon as your daughter gets married. What should I tell him? Yeah, it's not kishmak. It's not kishmak. So you find an answer. You say, I know both of them. The tchumus hanefesh is not exactly the same. It's not perfect. It's not a perfect match. Vozokt Avraham Avinu tell Eliezer. Zokt Avraham Avinu tell Eliezer. Ato oror. Vani boruch. Ve'ein oror mizdabek beboruch. By me, this is the greatest in Yisoyim was Eliezer and Avraham Gehatten Zayn Hanselet. Imagine term of Sarah convention. If you have a Talmud that needs a little chizik, so you tell him, Ata Or. That should have been enough. Eliezer to take his kapot, to throw it in the garbage, take his yarmulke, take his... This is my Rebbe. This is why I was mishamish, mesiris nefesh my whole life. What's the conclusion? What's the end? Ato or Vani Boruch. It's a pillar. It's a pillar. It's a pillar if Avraham Avinu. It's a pillar. You couldn't find a different Eitzah. There's so many other. Anything else would have been better. Yitzchak wants a taller girl. He wants a shorter girl. He wants. So toys and ages. At the end, Avram told Eliezer, I need mishpachti. Das will give me genug. Mishpachti. Ator vani borach. How do you understand such a thing? But the nekuda I'm trying to bring out for you, Rabbi Say, more than that, is that we don't find that Eliezer missed a beat. Eliezer, look, you'd think Eliezer would look up and say, okay, Rebbe, hast du mir gut geklappt? Hast du mir gegeben eine Frage? I need a Benazmanim. I need a Benazmanim. After being Mishamish you for 80 years, and the end of the 80 years, what does the Rebbe tell you? Ator? I need a Shtukul Benazmanim. Shlach no biyat tishlach. Send somebody else to find a Shidduch for Yitzchak. Don't send the Or, Mr. Or. Maybe Or is not Kol Mulsadi Ulimotzi Ovid Limotzi Mashi Shliach. Eliezer doesn't miss a beat. Adarabba Chazal tell us, Osam Alachtoi Be'emuno. Eved Nemon. The middle of the parasha, if you take the whole parasha, all the psukim, the middle of the parasha is what? Eved Avraham Anoichi. Chazal tell us, he's mevatel himself completely Avraham Avinu. Vifa statement. By me, that's a nisoyin that we don't talk about, Bachlal. To me, this is the biggest nisoyin shayach. Nisoyun Eliezer. That the God Lador, that he was Mishamish, he gave his life for his whole life, tells him, not only I'm not doing a shidduch with you, Ata Or Vani Baruch. And what follows Eliezer goes, Bishop Zemmer. Fufa statement, Azazach. How do we understand such a thing? So Rabbi Say, I think that the Bir Adover, In all of these in Yonim, but Iker in the Shovel of Toiva, in Iker in the Shovel of Toiva, on the whole transaction between Ephraim and Avraham Avinu, Chazal says, Pavusta Chazal, Eretz Arba Meir Shekel Kesef Beini Uveincho Mahi Vesmeischa Kvor. So Chazal say, Rashi brings down what Shnei, Ben Shnei Oihavim Komoinu. Avraham has no Shachas to Ephraim. Shnei Oihavim Komoinu. Since when is Avraham? They're not Bali Brisa Avraham Avinu. Who is this? So I'll tell you what Chazal say. Chazal say, Shnei Oihavim Komoinu. Abba Meir Shekel Kesef, Beinu Bein Chomai, Vesmei Yitzchak Kvor means. Zokh Chazal, Oyev Mitzvahs lo Yitzman, Oyev Kesef lo Yizba Kesef, Oyev Torah lo Yizba Torah, Oyev Mitzvahs lo Yizba Mitzvahs. Avram told Ephraim like this, 400 shekel between me and you, it's nothing. You're an Oyev Kesef, so 400 Kesef for you is nothing. Not a Bitcoin. It's 100,000, it's vast. It's garnished. It's a garnished. And I'm an Oyev Mitzvahs. And since I'm an Oyev Mitzvahs, the Abba Meshach gets the garnished. It's garnished. You ever saw Ben Tera? I'm always misspoiled. Ben Tera buys a $300 Esrik. The guy goes to the grocery store, he tries to find the cheapest, the challah from yesterday, mit the rugelach from 2 days ago, mit the when the Esrik, he doesn't buy an Esrik from 4 days ago. And happily buys an Esrik for $300. Why? Valdo Leptel. Because that's what gives him chiyus. The rugel will be from 3 days ago. Nishkef Elach. That's what I could afford. It's not a moifus. Do Leptel. So Chazal is telling us that Avram and Ephraim, that was the Bein Shnei Oyavim Kamoinu. Chazal is telling us that Avram is telling Ephraim, me and you, this is a garnished. So I want to tell you the hair to answer Pachatzkel Sarner. Avraham Avinu is telling the Bnei Ches, you should understand something. By me, whatever I'm going to pay for this kever, is thus garnished. The Yitain Li. By me, it's nothing. For me, it's nothing. It's like he gave it to me batana. Meaning, don't worry, Nisili Kimata Basechenu, Bemifchak Forenu. They already start out with Avraham Avinu. We don't want to start charging you. Man, you're a prince. You're this. Avraham Avinu says, listen, whatever you're gonna charge me, it's gonna be a matana. It's a garnished. It means nothing to me. It means nothing to me. Zero. This answers another Chazal. Kishaholach Avrom Likvor Esoro, the Rabbanu Shalom said, Ato mi palatrin shali. You're palatrin shali. As I said in Chazal, you go to bury your wife. Poshet, you learn the pshat is the chesed. Right? Chesed. Chesed shalemes. Bury it. So obviously the pell is, we ask this every year. But the way I'm explaining to you, the whole sichsuch of Avram Avinu being Koivres Ishtoi, Avram could have done it for free. Avram Avinu's whole life was to do mitzvahs. The money meant nothing. The money's garnished. He wasn't living in that world, Bechlal. Hashem told him, Atomi Palatrin Shali. Not the fact that he buried Sarah. The fact that it's Mahi. The fact that the Arba Mei Shekel Kesef doesn't even mean anything. Because he's going to do a mitzvah, the Arba Mei Shekel Kesef loy ma'ilu v'loy moirit. V'yitain li. But for Ephraim, is the Kesef mole. For him, it's Kesef mole. I will give him Kesef mole. Zos is Zayn Ganselem. His whole life is Kesef. Zos doch Zayn Ganselem. I heard a vitz, I don't know if it's true or not, I heard there was once an accident, just to give you an idea what world you live in. There was an accident, and the car got smashed up, and the window, the driver window also cracked open. And the other car was an Alta Fakroch on a car, a poor guy, the rich guy comes out of his fancy Porsche, and he starts cursing the poor guy out. You know, for what he, you know what you hit? You hit my car. You hit a $300,000 car. Do you know what you just did? And the poor guy's looking at him. Poor guy's not living in the gelt in the Olam HaKesef. And he sees the guy's whole arm is split open. And he's bleeding. Mom, he's bleeding. And he says, Tyre, look at your arm. He looks at his hand. He goes, and the Rolex. The Rolex cracked also. The Rolex! He's looking at his... The pshat is Dolepter! That's what he sees. He sees his car and he sees his Rolex. Ezet Gornish. Avram Avinu was nothing. V'itainli. That's the world that Avram lived in. Avram's world. That was Avram's world. When a person elevates themselves to Madrega, that every day, the biggest thing they could have that day is to have an Aliyah. So the Nisayan ends up for them to be an opportunity. It's a Latoiva. If that's the world you're living in, if the world you're living is the world of Ruchnias, and the Nisayan is a Hechatimtsa for you to be mali yourself to that Matzav, that becomes for you Nakstam, that becomes Geschmack. The Abu Meir Shekel Kesef wasn't a difficult thing that Avraham Avinu did. It was Mahi. It was Mamish Mahi. It was nothing. Sari Menu, I want to tell you a Chiddush. Sari Menu did not know that her Shlichus was to have a child. Avraham himself didn't know. Till the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu himself didn't know. And according to Chazal, Avram never even told Sarah the Nevuah. That's why when the Malachim said, Shevosh, Sarah questioned it. She said, what's Haystah? Memela, Sarah Imenu, if her job in life was not to have a child, Makabel. Makabel. Her Nisayan is to be an Akara? Makabel. Avadi, make a shtadlus, like anybody makes a shtadlus. There was never a Mesa or Noichi. Because when you're living in Olam Ruchni, the Ikar is to Vos Vil De Ebishter, what does Hashem want from me? And if I can live up to what Hashem wants from me, that's Gevaldik. That's why Sarah never used the words Imayim Meisel Nechi. Filuchach Zogan Achidish. Rochel Imenu. May Ikar, she was supposed to marry Yankov first. Yankov wanted to build a bias with Rochel. Rochel knew that was her mission. Nervous. Rachel made her own decision. Masra simoneh leleya. She gave a simonim leleya. If that's now going to stop, she's not going to be able to be an aim be Yisrael. Meisal noichi. Hobicha lengeton anavle. That's why Rachel Imenu was havli bonim. Because I it was my decision. It was my bechira that I gave Leah over to Yankov. And I'll come in second. But if that's going to be a maneer for me doing my original mission, was das hat der Eibishter gewollt von mir, is Meisanoich. Meisanoich. That's, they have to understand, that's, dort haben sie gelebt. By Reuven HaTzadik, I always bring down this chazal, just to, again, this brings out the same point. By Reuven, Reuven, you walked right in time, Reuven. By Reuven state, when he went back to the bor, v'ani ono ani bor, v'zogn chazal, Rashi brings it down, I'm not going to have a trufa for the chet that I did originally. Yen a chet with Bilo, with moving the bed, v'ken zayn. So he's mamish betayin, v'zogn shaychas. The teretz is, Reuven, they were supposed to be Yud Beis Shvat, right after the Chet of Reuven was Shteitan, Vayu Bnei Yankov Shnei Masa. They were supposed to be Yud Beis Shvat. When Reuven moved the bed, he held he did the right thing. Kibudeim. The Shvatim is Shein Nigmar. 12 Shvatim we already have. Now it's just the Shaila of Oina. Who Yaakov going to be with? Be with this wife, be with that wife. So he said, it's Hodesh Kimshat. Kolzman Rochel was alive. She's the Keres Habayis. Okay? But now that she's not here, what? Shifchas, the Shifchas should have Kedima to my mother? That was his Cheshman. Yeah, wrong. That's a different Shaila. But that was his Cheshman. The reason why it says Vayu Bnei Yankov Shnei Masar is because he realized that Shnei Masar is already Shvatim. But now, if it's going to be Yosef is missing, Heichon Yeli Tchufa Me Oisei Pule. That pu'ula that I played with the bed, I was manipulating the shvatim. What I'm trying to tell you is they lived in a different world. They lived in a different world. And that's pshat by Sari Menu. Kulam shavim latoiva. They're all equally good. Because Sari Menu never looked at this day, she got a curveball. It's not a curveball. It's for Toivah Mamish. This is my Avoidov now. This is the Avoidov now. And that Avoid is Toivah. So much so that she didn't even have him Ayin Meisonech. She didn't have him Ayin Meisonech. I'll tell you one last thing. One last hair. I don't know if the Olam noticed, a B'shteit Nishda, that Yitzchak came to bury Sarah. He's missing. The Olam noticed. When Avram died, Shtei Klor Yishmol, that Yishmol and Yitzchak buried him. It's Makdim Yitzchak, Yitzchak v'Yishmol. Over here, it doesn't say like that. By Sarah, it's only Avram. Who's Yitzchak? So it's unbelievable Chazal. Unbelievable Chazal. I usually don't say this kind of Himmel de Gezachen, but it's very much connects to what we're discussing. There's an unbelievable Chazal, Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. Probably the Olam heard the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer says that by the Akedah Yitzchak Taka died. Porcha Nishmosa. The Olam knows that? By the Akedah Taka, that Yitzchak Taka died, V'chazra Elov Nishmosa. That the Neshama came back. And the Pirkei Rebbe Lezer says that for 3 years, Yitzchok was in Gan Eden. For 3 years he was in Gan Eden after the Akedah. And then he rejoined. He said, B'kitzi, he wasn't even around for Sarah's Levi. That's why you don't find Yitzchok mentioned. Chazal, a tight job, that's how when Yankov Avinu came in, what does the Pasuk say? Vayorach es reach begodov. You remember Rashi and Pashas told us? He smelled the smell of Gan Eden. So the Chidah asks, how do you know what Gan Eden smells like? You know, in the Sugyan Chulin, the Gemara has a shayla, if he's shecht with a hot knife, chidu de kaidim libuna, does the friction of the knife cut, it's a kosher shechitu, or does it burn? Rav Zeira gets up, he says, chidu de kaidim libuna. So the Chassam Sefer there brings down from our floor, how did Rav Zeira know? He says that the Gemara Megillah Dav Zayin, kom rabba shachte le Rav Zeira. I said, the Chassam Sefer. Memele, he used taka hot knife, and Rav Zeira knew, he felt, chidu de kaidim libuna. So Chazal say that Yitzchak Taka, he knew the Reich of Gan Eden. Don't give in. He knew the Reich of Gan Eden. Taka wasn't Gan Eden, and that's Taka why he wasn't by. But I want to tell you a bigger chiddush for Steda. The Malach tells Avraham Avinu in last week's parasha, Shoiv Oshev Eilecho Keis Chaya. What's the two shoivs? So Chazal say that Yitzchak, when he was originally born, he wasn't born with a koyach haleda. There's a steer if Yitzchak was an okar, if he wasn't okar. He wasn't born with a koyach haleda. It was only after Akeda he became a barbona. That's the shoiv oshuv. In the Sifrei Kabbalah, the Arizal brings down that he was a shoirish to nukva. Whatever, he couldn't. It was only after the Akedah when he came back that says, Shoiv Oshuv Eilech, when I come back a second time, V'hinei Vein. Then he's going to be a full bend. Then he's going to have that ability to take it. By the Ovos HaKadoshim, everything was Avodah. It was a wedding. You know, there's a Tosis in Meir Katan. Rabbi, we spoke about this in different times in Hilchos Avelos with Simchas Mareim. The difference between a bris milah, pidyon haben, and chasana. Chasana an oval's not allowed to go to. Teich yud beis chodesh, teich shloish, and my oval can't go to a chasana. To a wedding, to the meal. Bris milah, Tosfos says he could go to. Asudas bris milah he could go to. He's mesupik pidyon haben. What's pshat? Bris milah, for sure, yeah. Pidyon Aben, Sofik, Chasana for sure not. It's a pshat in them. So I said, I think it's Poshup Pshat. Bris Mila is a Sudas Mitzvah. It's not a Simchas Mereim. What's the Raya? Remember why we had this one? Imagine a guy, his son, and had a hernia surgery. He tells you, okay, you know what? Come over. We're having bagels and lox. After the surgery, we're going to have bagels and lox, but zigen abisal ligunim, noid loch shimcha b'seich emunai, bruch. What are you celebrating? when you sell it, you have a suda seidah, somebody was in a sakone. So when you make a suda by a bris milah, that's not a suda as mechayim, it's a suda as mitzvah. The mitzvah is mechayim the suda. The melah of zok tois is posher of ovel could be mishtat. Achasane doch fakert. Everybody makes a wedding. Lahavdul du mesayel will make a wedding. Interesting wedding sometimes. But weddings, everybody makes a wedding. The pshat is a wedding, is a simchas merim. Grade is not a simchas mitzvah. Grade. Pidyon ha-ben, yesh lodem. Yotzim b'chlal neifel. It is a milestone. It is a shtickle birthday. On the other hand, it's a mitzvah pidyon ha-ben. Dos is toisvus mesupik. Is that called a simchas merim? Or is that called a kemen danzai? Kemen danzai. Again, als mitzvah zavad, it's a sudas mitzvah. But it doesn't take away the fact that it's a simchas merim. By Avraham Avinu, marrying off a child is in Gansan. All it is to be mamshich, that avoida, that shlichas. So till after the Akedah, hot to bechlan that God can ainuk to marry Yitzchak. Till after the Akedah. Till it was the Shev Oshav Eilecha, till Yitzchak was holding there, that was the whole avoida. And it could be it's even merumas in the Bakoil. Shehoyeloi ben, because now first, we ask the kasha, what do you mean, a remez? Bakoil is a remez, it's a gematria, shehoyeloi ben. Gematria. It's a pasuk sholeh, in Parshas Vayegah, that Avram had a son. The Teretz isn't, now, when he sends Eliezer, there's a remez. There's a remez in the pasuk, that he has a ben, because now, erst jetzt, given that bechina of ben, that he could be moiled weiter. Now I have to marry him. To marry him off. I just want to end with Eliezer. I guess I'm making up for the time I wasn't here. I told Oilam over this in Eretz Yisrael, also this nekuda I'm telling you now. So I think it's a very vichtige gang. Said like this, the pasuk says that when Eliezer finished his whole back and forth with Rivka, Lavan comes and calls him. He says, "Boy, Baruch Hashem." Zong Chazal, "Boy, Baruch Hashem." He was nichnas lechlal Baruch. Mitamo. Now, all of a sudden, after all these years, he was ata or. Now, what's the point? Yetz givon Baruch. What happened? What was nischadish? So I want to tell you like this, and this will explain to you why Avram told him this. Now, Chom was cursed. Canaan was cursed from the klol of Chom. Vosi given the klol from Chom. Chom given, why the what was the big chet of Chom? So Chazal tell us that Chom wasn't just a poritz. Chom wanted to be Mesaris Aviv. According to one man, Chom was Mesaris Aviv. Why was he Mesaris Aviv? Why did he want to be Mesaris Aviv? Because he didn't want to divide the Yerusha in four chalokim. As is on Chazal. Divide with Shem, Chom, and Yafes. If another kid is born, it's four. Yeah. I have people calling me now, people that have bitcoins, they're ready to give tzedakah. Now that I have so much money. Some people, they bought it at $4,000. Now it's the $100,000, come on. I want to give tzedakah. Three people own the whole world. Abacham is Azah Atzmi. He's Mesaris is of him. So he doesn't have to split the world up for another chalak. Azah Atzmi, Azah Zich. Memela Noach told him, Orochom. Orochom. Orochanan. Eliezer wanted Yitzchak for himself. Eliezer wanted Yitzchak for himself. What does he do? He goes b'nemono, b'mesiris nefesh, to go hayesh l'cha amensh was nemtavek the ganze zich. Then this shlich is of Eliezer. It's mam loig l'rosh. Not enough. Avram doesn't take his son, his daughter, for his son. He sends him to be the shliach loig l'rosh. Comes the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar says in Parashat Shlach, L'fi sha'asa shlichusoy be'emuna, yotza michlal or v'nichnas l'chlal borah. Now we understand why Avram told him that. That's how the Shatran says, no, today, you know, you have a shidduch. Right? If you're not interested, what do you say? I'm busy. The girl's busy. Right? It's a kasha why it takes them 3 days to say they're busy. That's a different kasha. But I'm busy. I'm busy now. Right? I'm all gehelt as the Shatran calls back and says, listen, the Dar Yisharim didn't work out. They called the Dar Yisharim, and Dar Yisharim said, the Atar, and we're Baruch, and they know him. What? But that's what Dosi Givim B'Avram. Avram tells Eliezer, Atar. We say, are you talking? There's Avram was telling him, this mission that I'm giving you now is taking you out of the Klal Ara. Und Dosi Givim Digantz Eliezer. Eliezer's Latoiva was, what is my Shlichus? This is your shlichus now. Your shlichus now is to be yoytze mechlal or v'li konis l'teich baruch. Not only wasn't Avram being mitzayir him, Avram fakert, he was being mafayis him. Now it's move on, it's mamish move on betiv. What's Avram telling him this now? You have to give him a double slap? He says, you know, maybe for my daughter. No. Ator. The opposite. This is going to make you a baruch. And he did the shlichus mamish b'emunah, zok to Zoyar, also shlichus. Now he got rid of the whole gene of Chom. The whole or Chom was selfish. Zich. Das ich mir in ganzen Hafkor von sich. Okay, a guten Shabbos. Ich halte das, es ist ein Shabbos. Was ist ein Pillow?